Welcome, everybody. Share number 1234, and the writing is share number 387. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we've been talking about, we're in the middle of talking about Shinai Makayim, Holchei Drachim. Okay, now we started talking about Le'asher, an interesting question which comes up, and people ask, in reference to a bottle of water, I have that one bottle of water or two bottles of water that I continuously sip throughout the day. Where do I draw the line? When do I make my Shehakol? When do I end the Shehakol? Do I need a new Shehakol? Do I need a new Bernefashis? When do I make the Bernefashis? So Le'asher, we spoke about the Shehakol, we said in general, it could last as long as one had a mind, unless you had a mind to stop at some point. If you made a bar nefashos, you would need a new bracha, or if you did an act of shinai makom, like leaving the building outside and these type of things. In conjunction with what we've been talking about throughout the shiurim, then you would need a new shahakal. But otherwise, as long as one continues on, especially in one place, where even if you're traveling and you have a mind as a traveler, holchei drachim, the original shahakal could continue on. And if you have in mind two bottles of water, so you could continue on to the next bottle of water. Now the question is, where do we draw the line with the bar nefashos? So that's all good with the shahakal, but what do you do with the bar nefashos? Do I make a bar nefashos, and how does that work? So when we talk about the bar nefashos, it's like this. So as long as somebody drank the shear, you need a shear, right? You need a shear in reference to making a bar nefashos, in reference to making any after bracha, right? Even on bread, if you don't need the shear, which is a kazayis bechtei achilas pras of bread under a 4-minute period at some point during the meal, then you don't bench. That goes with anything. That goes with mezonos and benching and everything, right? So you have to eat a shear of food under a 4-minute period. Okay, so now, and then we have something called the shear equal, which is the amount of time afterwards. Okay, we'll get to that, but we've spoken about that also in the past. Now, getting back to the water, we don't want to mix things up too much. Getting back to the water, so you have to have, when it comes to liquids, you have to have a revius, which is roughly 3 ounces, roughly. Again, it's a little bit high, a little low, but roughly 3 ounces, and has to, one has to drink that in the amount of time it takes to drink two sips, two gulps, with one small pause in between. It's called what we call kadei shsias revius, the amount of time it takes a person to drink revius. It's two gulps with one small pause in between. Once you did that and you drank that 3 ounces in that amount of time, and a person's thirsty, also have to be thirsty for that amount of water. If I'm thirsty for 1 ounce, but the other 2 ounces I'm just drinking so I can make a bar nefashos, that won't help. You have to be thirsty, and thirsty means, Mishabura says, you have some sort of pleasure to the palate, and you get it from the 3 ounces. Okay. So once you have that and you did that at some point, so now you're good. Now you can make a bar nefashos. Now, as far as the bar nefashos continuing on after that, you have to continue taking a sip at least within every half hour. But the Evid, there are those who say up to 72 minutes, but you should try and keep it within every half hour to take a sip. And you're thirsty, meaning a sip. When we say a sip, we're talking about when you're thirsty for the sip, not just to say take a sip to continue on. That doesn't help. But by water, we have to keep in mind, by water, you have to be thirsty. You have to have some sort of pleasure to the palate. If you just take a sip to drink a pill, that doesn't count. It has to be thirsty. I'm thirsty, right? So within every half hour, I take a sip. But the Evid, like we said, 72 minutes, trying to keep it to a half hour. After I drank the 3 ounces at some point within the two gulps, so then I could still make the bar nefashos, and it continues on. It could go on for a few hours as long as you did that procedure continuing on. And then at the end, you can make a bar nefashos. Now, and in conjunction with whatever it is, whether in one place, not one place, bar nefashos is not totally in the place. Bar nefashos does not have to do with the place. Bar nefashos has to do with the amount of time in between, like the shear equal, right? The change of location has to do with the shahakal, the bracha before, but the after bracha could be done even though you did an act of shinai makom. If somebody did an act of shinai makom, you might have to make another shahakal, right? You went from one building to another, right? Whatever, you went to your friend's house, you'll have to make another shahakal, but the bar nefashos you can make at the end as long as you're in the time frame, like we just explained in the beginning of the year, right, with the sip every half hour after you drink the 3 ounces, roughly 3 ounces, in the two sip one pause period, and then you kept on sipping when you're thirsty within every half hour. Okay, but the evet up to 72 minutes. Now, there is. I do want to mention there is a. Some say you could even go. Two sips could be even more time. The 3 ounces, the revius could be when you drink it originally. Now, that, getting back to what we spoke about before, could be even more time up to a 4 minute period. The only problem is, which we'll talk about in upcoming another shiur, which we spoke about a while back, but we have to review it. As long as when it comes to water, there are paiskim, major paiskim. I'm not going to get into everybody right now that say that good. You could go up to the 4 minutes with the. In other words, the 3 ounces instead of the 2 gulps and the small pours, you could go up to a four minute period. Just like by food, right? To drink it in that amount of time. But that's with other drinks. When it comes to water, there are some poskim, including the Chazon Ish, I think it was Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that say no, by water for certain reasons, not getting into all the reasons right now, by water that would not apply, and it's only whereby you drank the water, the 3 ounces, when you're thirsty, within the 2 gulps with one small pause in between. If you took a longer period of time, it would not help by water. It would help by other drinks, let's say by coffee, soda, whatever. Not talking about hot coffee. We're talking about, let's say, soda, orange juice, whatever. That would be okay up to the 4 minute period. But the eved, you always want to keep it in the 2 sip period with one small pause. That's lechatchila. But the eved, you could go up to the 4 minutes with the other drinks. But they say when it comes to water, for certain reasons, brought down the Gemara, whatever, it would not be okay. And you could, it would only work with the Baruch Hashem with the smaller shear. So you have to be very careful when it comes to water. And if somebody did drink it in a longer period of time, although there are some who still say it's okay, but you should definitely try and eat something else that's a shahakol or whatever the case might be, or take a different drink, right? And drink that amount, let's say orange juice, soda, whatever. Drink 3 ounces over there. And make it burn the fushes on that, include the water in that, because definitely not to rely on the longer period when it comes to water only, because that's much more questionable than other items. But we'll get more into that in the upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha and bracha, kol tov.